after that was Oscar Brown Jr., The Work Song. It'd been bugging me for ages on the Now Then guest mix. We've got the Bert Janch. Is that his name?
He's got Bert Janch.
Yeah, he's got Angie.
Yeah.
And it like copies the riff from there for ages. It's like, what is this?
What's
what
the
is
riff?
This? Yeah. Turns out, it's The Work Song.
Yeah.
After that, one of yours?
Yeah, Helen Moore with Getaway Blues. I've just been trying to find some more about it. I know it's from an Eccentric Soul comp. I was trying to find out more about the original, where it was sourced from, but very little info on that one online. Found a website that did have it for sale for £600. That's all I found.
You going to treat yourself?
It's sold out. But yeah, I'm originally from the label Renfro, Helen Moore, and the Eccentric Soul that's on. It's called the Renfro label, of course. I mean, that makes sense.
It does, yeah. Then the second of a numero group double was Jackie Chan with Coming Down, one that could have been in our Apostrophe special.
Whoa.
That's volume two of that coming up next year. Then we topped out with Frances Faye with her version of St. James Infirmary. I had a look to see if we could tie it in. July 25th is the Feast of St. James.
Pretty close.
Yeah, so might do a St. James Infirmary set.
I've got that on 45, so I could spin it again next week.
Oh, have you? Perfect. For those of you that enjoy St. James, I mean, who doesn't enjoy St. James Infirmary? Yes, so that was that set. Then we're going to see out this. It's not even seeing out the hour. We've gone past the hour, folks.
It's gone.
It's 1 minute past 10 in Steel City on a fine, balmy Sunday evening. We're going to play a disco mix.
Yeah, it's been a while since we played any Barry Brown. I feel like I used to put it in the show an awful lot.
Weirdly, I was listening to a lot of Barry Brown on the way to London last week on my laptop, and I was thinking, such a good voice, like genuinely.
Yeah,
so when I saw you picked it for this show, I was like, nice.
Yeah, this is I think this one's been re-released on 45, and it's quite an early one for him, or like 79 maybe. I'll check it out in a bit, but more of it on a kind of rootsy style. Anyway, we'll let this one roll and we'll be back in a little while.
Oh yeah, them release the chain, but them I use them well. Oh yeah, them release the chain, but them I use them well. Jaja have them in the region, in the valley of the sea. Jaja have them of the region, in the valley of the sea. Yeah. Show us the light, Jaja, that we can be strong. Oh yeah. Babylon, them don't like to see you moving on. My brother, if I go to the west, them I use them good. If I go to the north, them I use them red. Say them release the chain, but them I use them good. Jah, show us the way. Jah, lead us every day. Lead us to the promised land. Lead us to the happy land. They take away my things and run away. They take away my things and run away. I don't want to pay. They got to pay. Ja ja ja. Ja ja, I go light them with the ball of fire. Fire. Them release the chain, but them I use them well. Yeah. Them release the chain, but them I use them well. Yeah. Jaja gonna have them in the region, in the valley of the sea. Jaja, Jaja, it's my savior. Oh yeah, it's the old and old place. for I and I to dwell together. Like a matter of fact, serving God with praise. Yeah. I must now go give away myself to no evil, no. I've got to live constructively in this life. Live constructively. They say them release the chain, but them I use them brain. Not yet. Them release the chain, but them I use them brain.
Alles klar, geht los. Du hörst Nachtzug auf Sheffield Live.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David. And I'm right here on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM.
Listen to the music on tempo, never slow when I go. I treat rappers like the theory of a domino. Trust me, fall when I go off the wall, and the crowd ain't small when I rock them all. My microphone, I never let go, I just grip it. Scratch master robbers on the cut and he'll rip it. The beats won't cease, last but not least. Got the brother on the cut, a masterpiece. DJs get dogged, then we call them Rover. Robbers on the cut because he got it. Still not run of the mill, I had to tell you that I'm a madman. from Swallow. Lyrics that'll follow. We do it like James Brown and the Apollo. In a car with SMR, we pull much freaks. I get a thrill, then I chill for the next 2 weeks. I like the cigarette, but baby, I don't smoke. If you wanna get biz, girl, I ain't no joke. Take you to my crib and do the wildest thing. Rhymes on point, make a microphone sing. The way it is today, man, makes me wonder. We gotta pull together, y'all.
Before we go under.
Fuck it.
Howdy, howdy.
Back in the mix for the home stretch.
Yeah, 40 odd minutes to go.
Soon fly through this. We're doing very little work. Looking forward to it. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Before the break.
Yes.
As we said before, it was Barry Brown with the Rockers All Stars, aka that's Pablo All Stars. That's produced by Elvis Pablo. He's on there. And that was Release the Chains. Release the Chain? I don't know. Seems to have been labelled as both. Classic reggae style. Or Chains dub as well. So originally from 1979 on the... what's this one called? Humble Yourself Rhythm. There's another called Asher and Trimble over that one. Recently reissued on the Rockers label. A lot easier to get hold of now.
Perfect.
I have to go looking for really old Jamaican records that may sound terrible.
Then after that we had from 1988 Phil Most Chill, On Tempo Jack, reissued on 45 a few years ago. Just didn't have to spend over 300 quid on the 12. I'm going to send that one out for my dad, and here comes the second of the corrections.
Oh yes,
I had a message out of the blue the other day. I've just finished staggering through show 353 on the 26th of May. He said, I should have made my message about trees clearer. It was 8 new sorts of tree I'd not seen before. I was like, oh, okay, fair enough. He's like, yeah, Prince Albert was a tree chap and was one of the first people to plant redwoods in the UK. So there you go, tree fans. Any, I guess arborists would know this. So this is not, you know, it's probably entry-level arborist trivia.
Need an arborist corner.
So yeah, I'm going to send that one
new feature incoming.
Yes, On Tempo Jack going out to my dad. So yes, I knew something I wanted to ask you about. Gig review from Monday last week.
It was Monday, yeah. It feels like a long time ago now, but it really wasn't. So last Monday I went to watch. I really should have put something in the show, but hindsight is a wonderful thing.
I think we did play a Beth Orton cut. Not Beth Orton, Beth Gibbons.
Yeah, so I went to see Beth Gibbons on Monday. To be honest, I was umming and ahhing for two reasons. One, it was a Monday night.
Yeah.
Two, I haven't really listened to the new album only once.
Yeah.
The other one was it was quite expensive. And then I thought, well, I really like, you know, really like Portishead, never saw them. Yep. I really liked her album she released 22 years ago. was like, maybe she'll play something from that.
Yep.
So I went to watch it, and I was very glad I went, even despite those things, because even though I didn't know the new album, it sounded amazing.
Oh, okay.
It was incredible. Everything's just great. She did play two songs from Out of Season, which is the old kind of rootsy folk album she did, autumnal folk, and it was very kind of, the whole thing kind of came off as very like British 60s kind of slightly psychedelic folk horror.
Okay.
I think like Wicker Man-y stuff. It was very much in that kind of frame, and it was just tremendous show. It was really kind of captivating throughout. Short, probably only, she played 13 songs.
That
sure. Includes two in an encore. She finished with Rhodes, or maybe she played one before Portishead. But yeah, very good.
Two thumbs up then. There we go. Gig review over. Let's stay here some tunes. My whole life through loving you.
La forme de sa bouche. Jeanne m'en veut, fais tout, croise les doigts pour aider le destin. Non, Jeanne n'a pas besoin qu'on lui fasse un dessin. Et de l'aventure, quand le temps va et vient, on ne pense à rien malgré ses blessures. Car le temps de l'amour, c'est long et c'est court, ça dure toujours, on s'en souvient. On se dit qu'à 20 ans, on est les rois du monde. Éternellement, il y aura dans nos yeux tout le ciel bleu. C'est le temps de l'amour, le temps des copains et de l'aventure. Quand le temps va et vient, on ne pense à rien malgré ses blessures. Car le temps de l'amour, ça vous met au cœur beaucoup de chaleur et de bonheur. Jour c'est l'amour et le cœur bat plus vite. Car la vie suit son cours et l'on est tout heureux d'être amoureux. C'est le temps de l'amour, le temps des copains et de l'aventure. Quand le temps va et vient, on ne pense à rien malgré ses blessures. Car le temps de l'amour, c'est long et c'est court, ça dure toujours, on s'en souvient, on s'en souvient, on s'en souvient.
C'est ce que tu crois. C'est... My name is Fruitland Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
All right, folks. Sorry, just having a laugh.
It's more self-inflicted technical difficulties.
Yeah.
I think after 350 plus shows, we'll be a bit slicker.
You know what the faders do.
No, not so much. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live, as if you didn't know. So that little set was a in memoriam, I guess, to Francois Hardy. I'd heard Giles Peterson said it, obviously, with his full French accent.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like, yeah. I can't do that.
To that.
Nope. So a few songs in a row there. We kicked off with Loving You from 1970, originally a hit for Elvis. Then one that was, I'm going to say slightly newer, but not that much newer, from 1998.
Oh, yeah, recent.
Yeah. That was, I think, Jean. I think it was a album set. And that was with Air. That was a B-side to Sexy Boy. Oh. Then one after that was Le Temps de l'Amour from 1962 from the album Tous les Garçons et les Filles. That's like the best I can do.
That's pretty good.
Thanks. So that's one I have actually heard before, a different version. I think there's a Jacques Dutronc cover version on the Air Essential mix, and it's bonkers. It's from like from 82. It's got like a mad, really mad synth thing happening over the top. And he's sort of singing it and it being extremely kind of like just singing it in the background. There's somebody shouting the lyrics. It sounds like they're in almost like the room next door or just off mic. It's like the first time I heard it, it's like, what the hell? So I kind of did a double take on that one. And then we finished up with, almost said Francois Hardy, obviously, with the track Voila. And a keener ear among you will know that that was sampled by T-Walk.
Yeah, when that was playing, I was going, ah, is this going to be the beat or is it the original? And then I thought, maybe you're going to play the other one after.
Well, I tried. I've like set it up, but then
work.
Yes, there was
fiddly.
It was fiddly, and I was like, I've got things I need to do. It's like washing I need to put away. It's hoovering that needs to be done. Not a a very self-indulgent little set for a radio show, which is already quite self-indulgent. So what we should say, there's a chance that on Mixcloud you won't be able to hear that set.
Oh yeah, good point,
because there's like new rules and stuff, so
yeah, you can't get, well, maybe you can because of the Air one. It depends if they classify the Air one as a
so that might be a limited edition only. So for the few live listeners out there, that one's for you. And also, if you, I guess, they're listening again on the podcast apps. Okay, so we've got a little bit of time to kill on this one. We should talk about next week. What are we going to do?
45 special.
Yes.
So every show ends in 7. For some reason, we decided that was a good idea.
I think it was to justify buying more 45s. Sorry. Yeah.
Keep that under wraps.
Oops, I've said the loud part quiet and the quiet part loud.
Yeah, it's just fun. It's just fun.
Yeah.
And once every 10 shows feels about right.
Yes, that's
it's
true.
Not arduous.
Not like the rest of the shows. Okay, yeah, so tune in next week for two people trying to DJ.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll have a theme or if we'll come up with any mini set ideas. But yeah, we will work on that and tune in and find out.
It's got to be some sort of something to do during the week when I'm supposed to be at work.
Exactly.
Right, now into the final set of the night. Take it somewhat horizontal.
Yeah, perfect.
Right, back in a bit.
your charity. Madam, we beg your charity. Not your chastity, but your charity. Madam, we beg your charity. Listen to the Mardi Gras sing. We know you're gonna swing. Nobody do nothing our way.
Yes. What a show.
What a show.
That input from Rio Ferdinand, indirectly. 12-minute piano wig-out jam.
Oh, yes. My dad's been in touch to say he enjoyed that one. So, shout out to him. I'm glad someone liked it.
So it makes it all worthwhile. I mean, I joke about saying it makes it all... When people occasionally do say, oh, I like that one, or someone says, oh, I bought that one after hearing it on the show.
It just does happen.
Yeah. No, it, yeah, it does it's happen. Pretty good. It's one of the things I enjoy about the show. Right, so we had in that set, kicked off with one from released earlier this year, Daisy Rickman, Feed the Forest. She says it's a song about feeding the forest of your soul and letting it grow. And it was the first single to be released from the album Howl. She is an artist musician from Cornwall, specialising in painting and folk music. So yeah, that was kind of almost had sort of sustained vibes to it, so it's one of them you're like,
yeah,
it's one of those ones that sometimes catches people out when we don't do a show. They're like, well, I tuned in and it was like some good tunes, and then
and no one talked for ages.
Yeah, which is like your show, yeah. And then like, and then slowly the tunes got worse, and I was like, no, hang on a minute, those two haven't turned up.
Was there any 90s jungle? That's always the point.
Yes. Is there 90s jungle?
After that, you heard another new one that was from Joy Guidry, a track called Revelations 71617 from her third album Amen, which we played a cut from a few weeks ago. Like I said back then, it sort of takes in spiritual jazz, gospel stuff, and ambient. That was one of the more ambient tracks on there. That features Gillian Grace, Ekep Nkweli, Jason Flo, Nicey Blues, and Kea and Alexandria. So it's got some weird letters in, so it's quite hard for me to know how to pronounce that. But yeah, what's this? Yeah, we tipped off that listening party, do you remember?
Oh yeah.
I didn't listen to it.
You didn't stay up?
No, it was late, wasn't it?
But well, yeah, because it was on like East Coast time.
Yeah.
Then following that, we had the oldest track of the night from 1929, Emery Arthur with Reuben O'Reuben from Paramount Records. So yeah, another one to tick off from the box set. Now apparently that is kind of one of the songs that morphed into The Longest Train, which then morphed into Where Did You Sleep Last Night / In the Pines. So unfortunately it's not got a Roud Folk Number Index, so it's not one we could have ticked off. But yeah, that was the oldest track of the night, and just had to dig around on the hard drive for the Paramount Records stuff. Yeah, so that was so making that work, making that purchase slowly worthwhile.
Then we heard a song that I don't know why it was in my playlist. I don't know where I heard it, but that was Brain Ticket with Watching You. They were an experimental European krautrock band active in the early 70s, known for its use of exotic instruments and jazz-inspired compositions. The only constant member has been Belgian musician Joel van den Gundebroek.
Oh, I didn't know you spoke Flemish / Belgian.
That is from a 1972 album called Psychonaut. It was pretty wigged out. And then we closed out with Boko, is it? Boko?
Yeah, Boko, it. Boko. From sort of Louisiana area. That was a bit of a family affair. So the four Latour children and the eponymous Boko Latour on lead vocals.
You'll be happy to know I've just found out when we first played that.
Go on.
Show number 307.
Huh, interesting. I had no idea. So I've heard it at least once on the show.
Well, just 50 shows ago, so.
Yeah, I also heard it on that Edan guest mix for a different station. That's where I copped it again. Right, this one comes in kind of loud, so we're just going to have to sign off quickly. Tune in next week to hear two people playing small records.
Right? Yeah.